This Diamond Insight takes us to Virginia with head coach Brian O'Connor. Brian, you've taken your team to Omaha now twice in the last 3 years with a super regional there in between. And what's kind of a, what have you done for me lately profession that you're in? Have you had a chance to kind of sit back and reflect on what you've been able to accomplish over these last few years?
Well, I sure have. You know, obviously, Sean, you know, in the world of college baseball coaching at this level, you're always pressing on and moving forward. And there's always something you need to be doing, whether it's, you know, working with your team or recruiting or whatever it is. But, you know, I think it's important that you always sit back and reflect as you do after every season and, you know, think about where your program's at and what you've accomplished and what you want to do moving forward. And, you know, you said it at the start there, we've, you know, the last 3 years we've had some really great consistent success in going to Omaha twice and the other year in between one game away from Omaha. So we're very proud of what we've done. And, you know, we had a, you know, really great core of players during that run, some really talented pitching and some really good offensive players. And, you know, we're in a mode this year, Sean, that, you know, we need to, you know, get some new players that step up and some different faces out there, and we're looking forward to that opportunity.
We'll talk about them in just a second, but kind of sticking with that Omaha stage, how does being on that big stage twice in 3 years, how does it change the way you're able to go about your recruiting and things like that compared to maybe 5 years ago?
Well, you know, we were fortunate, you know, 5 years ago still to have a lot of success in going to regionals and competing for ACC championships, but there's no question that it changes it because, you know, number one is just from the media attention, you know, the fact that, you know, all your games are nationally televised and, you know, everybody just becomes more and more aware across the country about your program, you know, when you're playing in Omaha and the coverage that comes with it. So, you know, because of that, we haven't changed our recruiting. We're still recruiting the same type of player that's built this program. You know, I think that's important to do. You know, but there's no question that, you know, recruits out there are more aware of Virginia baseball and what we've accomplished because of, you know, our two trips in the last 3 years to Omaha.
You go to different parts of the country, and on the West Coast there's maybe one sort of baseball player, I guess you'd say. In different parts of the country there are others. How would you describe, I know you talked in Omaha a little bit about really tapping in to recruiting there in Virginia, but how would you describe, is there a prototypical Virginia baseball player?
Well, I'd tell you that, you know, number one, you know, we have to recruit young men that are really good students. We, you know, offer one of the top educations in the country here at UVA, and you know, the individuals that we recruit, you know, academics need to be important to them, and, you know, we can't compromise on that. And, you know, then just, you know, as a player, you know, really we want guys that, you know, want to make it more about the team and their teammates rather than themselves. And, you know, and then athletically, from that standpoint, you know, we, from a position player standpoint, we've always recruited guys that are very versatile and that are good athletes that maybe just can't stand up there and, you know, hit the home run, that can, they can defend and they can run the bases and things. And you know, from a pitching standpoint, we've always tried to recruit guys that we feel will project and continue to get better, you know, under our guidance.
In your 8 years there, you've had Kevin McMullen and Carl Kuhn with you on your coaching staff. How has that day-to-day consistency helped you build that program as well?
Well, I think it's vitally important, Sean, that, you know, I think it, no matter whether you're a college baseball coach or you're running a, you know, a company, I think consistency of your staff and your personnel that are running the organization is very, very important. And the fact that Kevin and Carl have both been here now going into our ninth season, you know, has had a lot to do with our success. They're both very, very talented as coaches, but also, you know, just the consistency from recruiting, how we recruit, how our programs run, you know, you know, that continuity and that consistency are so important for us to ultimately have success.
You kind of alluded to the turnover in your roster, and Danny Holtzen obviously led a core of players for you over the last 3 years. Big roster turnover as a result now. Are you excited for that challenge, or just maybe more gray hairs for you?
Well, the gray hairs are adding by the day, Sean. But I don't know if that has anything to do with the players. I think that's more old age. But we did lose a really big core of successful players. Not only guys that were successful for us last year, but that had had 3 and 4 year careers of a lot of success. But from the pitching standpoint, we lost out of last year's team. We lost 70% of our innings. We lost three guys that threw over 100 innings, and then another pitcher that threw over 75 innings. So there's obviously, a lot of players that need to be placed on the mound, and we lost our top four statistically hitters in our lineup from last year's club. So we've got a lot to replace, but I'll tell you, as a coach, you can look at it two ways. You can be concerned about that, or you can look forward to it. And the fall was a lot of fun, fall practice that, trying to get new names and new players to step to the forefront and be those integral players that you're going to need to really compete at the high level. And, I love that challenge as a coach of trying to get those young people to the next level of being able to perform every day and be somebody that can really be counted on at a high level of college baseball.
With all those innings and starting pitchers you lost, will that change the role of your All-American closer, Brandon Kline?
It will. We've kind of groomed him, all fall, and we will in the preseason here to be a starter for us. And he started a handful of games for us in his career. I believe he started, 6 or 7 games as a freshman here, and some really big games. He started a super regional game, a regional game, going down the stretch run his freshman year, and did very well. So we're working on that, and I think he'll be very, very good in that role. But we also know as the season pushes along, Sean, that we have the flexibility possibly to move him back into the role that he was in last year, depending on how some of the other younger pitchers develop as the season moves along, and depending on how the potential closer candidates that we're looking at to step into his role, depending on how they do.
Do you have an idea of what the rest of your weekend rotation might look like right now?
Well, I think there's 4 or 5 pretty good candidates that we're looking at. Obviously, Kline is one of them. There's a left-handed pitcher, Kyle Crockett, that's a sophomore here that pitched some really good innings for us out of high school or last year that we really like a lot. There's a senior left-hander by the name of Scott Silverstein that was a very highly touted player out of high school and got injured his senior year and really didn't start pitching until last year. And he's somebody that looks really, really strong. There's a junior by the name of Whit Mayberry that I think has really good stuff that just hasn't, his first 2 years, he hasn't been needed to be depended on like he will be this year, and he started to really develop. And, we also have a junior college transfer by the name of Joel Efforts that had a very successful junior college career, and, he had a nice fall. So there's 4 or 5 really good, solid candidates there that we're looking at, and we'll take those guys into the spring and kind of see what works best for us.
11 freshmen on your roster now this year as well. Are there a couple that you think might have, especially from an everyday lineup standpoint, some early impact for you?
There is. There's an outfielder by the name of Mike Pappy that's out of Pennsylvania that's a left-handed hitter that I think is very, very talented as a hitter. He's pretty advanced, and I think that he's going to make an impact for us and play some outfield for us. There's another outfielder from Pennsylvania by the name of Derek Fisher that was a 6th-round draft pick by Texas out of high school that, just has really great power and is a very, very special athlete that, I think can really impact us. There's another freshman left-handed hitting infielder by the name of Brandon Cogswell that just really knows how to play the game and is going to be a special player for us. So, and there's other guys, too. There's a freshman catcher by the name of Nate Irving from New York that I think is going to make an impact for us behind the plate. So, there's in that freshman position player group, there's some really good athletes that, some of them will make big impacts for us this year, and then the other ones will help us a lot, moving forward in their futures.
The biggest change in college baseball the last few years, probably the BB Corps bats last year. If you were the king of college baseball for a day, though, is there anything you'd change right now?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, I thought that, you know, I was concerned really, Sean, when the bats changed, because I just felt like our product of college baseball was going so good, and you know, people were putting a lot of people in the stands. You know, in the last 2 years here at UVA, we've drawn over 125,000 fans each of the last 2 years, and you know, you're concerned about making too many changes that you know, might impact the game. But you know, that being said, I think it worked out pretty well for the bats. You know, I think as time moves on, you know, everybody's going to adapt, and the styles of play are going to change a little bit, and I think it's going to become a little bit cleaner and a truer game of college baseball. But you know, the one thing that I would change if we could ever make it happen is, you know, I would put a situation where we get our players more scholarship money. You know, yeah, the fact that, you know, we're allowed to have 35 players on our roster, and you have to divide up 11.7 scholarships amongst those 35 players is, you know, I don't know if there's another sport in college athletics that percentage is broken down like that, you know, into such a small scholarship amount. So, you know, I don't know if it ever happened, but I'd certainly, you know, bump up the scholarship allotments in college baseball.
Definitely greatly needed for a sport that keeps growing the way it is.
That's right, you know, and look what the College World Series is doing now. You know, we built this beautiful new $140 million stadium in Omaha, the amount of revenue that it's generating, and it's such a great product. And, you know, college baseball now is being broadcasted, you know, all over the country during the regular season. We have 4 games this year that are going to be on ESPNU. You know, it's just come to a new level, and, you know, I think it's time for us to be rewarded and to reward our athletes.
And I'll let you go, but first I want to do some word association with you. I'm going to throw some things at you. You just tell me whatever comes to mind, okay?
Uh-oh.
Your former All-American, Danny Holtzen.
Tough competitor. Winner.
Your associate head coach, Kevin McMullen.
Tremendous. Just a very knowledgeable baseball man.
Your pitching coach, Carl Kuhn.
Results. This guy has produced unbelievable results for our program the last 8 years.
South Carolina head coach, Ray Tanner.
I'll tell you, talk about a winner. You know, that guy, you know, knows how to win at the most important time of the year, and I'm so impressed of his ability to put the pieces of the puzzle together to win in Omaha.
TD Ameritrade Park.
Beautiful. Very fan-friendly. I just think it's a great venue and wonderful for college baseball.
The ACC.
Tough. You know, it's every weekend, Sean. It's, you know, you're in a dogfight every weekend, and there's a lot of great players and great coaches.
Last one, Brian O'Connor.
Oh, geez. You know, a teacher. You know, I'd love to be around young people and help impact their lives, and love being around my family.
All right, Brian, thanks so much, and best of luck to you this season.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate you having me on.